This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and a happy hump day. Nice human. That was awesome.
Thanks. I'm slow, but slowly but surely it'll get there.
Yeah.
By Friday, I'll be an expert.
Right. And then Monday, you can go back to pistachios.
Hey. Nice. I can't find the crunch. I've looked like 100 places for that crunch sounder. I don't know what he labeled it as. So. You think it would be labeled crunch?
Let me see.
Nut.
Nut?
Yeah, I tried nuts. I tried crunch, but let me try.
Try pistachio. Try human crunch. I miss that. That's actually one of my sons, the younger one. It's his favorite thing on the show is when Bryn plays the music. Yeah, he's heard. He goes, where did the crunch thing come from with human? I go, oh, you've heard that? He goes, yeah, I love that. When he plays the little theme song and does the crunch at the end. It's pretty funny. I know. So Bryn will be back next week, and we'll get to hear the human theme song and the crunch.
I would think that, yeah, writes up too late at night making music and misses the whole show every morning.
He must have heard it during the school year or something.
Oh,
or
all right.
Something. I don't know.
I'm really surprised. Hi, yeah, right?
Yeah. No, he's for sure asleep right now.
Oh.
Yeah. They were up late last night playing some game called, like, it's like telephone, but you have to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Telesketcher or something.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. They're obsessed with it. And you can watch the show. Of course, Vaughn cuts away if we do anything gross. Like if we, if we're blowing our nose or acting out a dude naked on the highway. You'll never see any of that. But the rest of the show, it's all there for you. We put it all together. You can watch it at radioalice.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
You have such raging envy, and it showed so loudly in that segment where you acted out the guy on the road. You
were 'cause what I would be doing.
Making this like it's 3 feet out in front of her.
I'm trying to, act big
that?
So you can tell what I'm doing.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's just an odd thing to imagine.
I know. It's just like, what exactly is he doing? Because I would think if you've got a toy like that, and just to, because we're talking about it now. So this guy, was it in Jersey? Where was it?
It was in Jersey.
Yeah.
Was it? So he's walking down
Steven
the side of
the interstate.
Freeway, mm-hmm. Naked, with a ding-dong for the back door. And so we're just trying to figure out what is that. And apparently a camera in the other hand. So the thing I was doing was not happening because I don't know what pocket he'd keep the camera. He had to be carrying that camera the whole time. But, it's not. You have
to. Cameras now aren't big. I mean, a digital camera's can be this.
Sure, but I'm saying what with him being naked, there's no like pocket he can put it in to be giving attention to anything else. Mm-hmm. He's either holding that or.
I don't know what to say about that.
Certainly was an interesting thing to try to visualize. Like, what the hell is this guy doing?
I've definitely, upon viewing certain movies, felt like you're showing the camera to the wrong spot or whatever. So I don't even know what he'd be filming in that scenario.
Maybe he had a GoPro on his forehead and then he did have his hands free,
I don't know.
Seems like you'd need all your hands for that. But if you're going to film. All right, here are the big songs in the country.
Boy, a couple side stories there.
Yeah.
11 minutes later.
Well, it's worth repeating.
Sure.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's one to think on. Like, Yuzi, I actually feel bad for you for reading that right before you went to bed last night, because there are a million questions.
So many questions, and I really just had to put my phone down after that and lay there and think.
That was your nightcap.
That sure was.
What did that look like? Was it daytime when you
I
did this?
I believe it was,
Yeah, I'm picturing day. I mean, it's hot in the summer. I don't have too many clothes on. still, like, what led up to that decision? Like, you know what I'm going to do right now?
Yikes. I think a few lines of meth led up to
something,
that decision.
Right. He definitely looks like he's, you know,
you can ask
busy
police.
Doing
they'll
stuff.
Tell you that meth seems to bring about some obsessive porn habits.
Yeah.
Behaviors.
Yeah. Like, I think I'll act out my greatest fantasy, which is walking down the side of the Jersey freeway.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they find upon busting a house where meth is stacks and piles of porn.
Right. Does meth last a long time? I mean, it's not like he had...
It's not like coke,
pockets.
For sure. I'm not a meth person, but it's cheap. And it lasts much longer than cocaine.
You're kind of jangled for a while.
Yeah.
All right.
You hear people who will go,
stayed up for days.
Yeah, stayed up for days. But in fact, you'll hear people in the beginning, their story is, oh my God, I stayed up and cleaned the whole house. Like, my house was the cleanest
it's so much done.
Ever been.
Right.
And, you know, that is sort of great. Look at how much it's helping my life until they can't pull off and then their house is full of porn and poop.
And their teeth are rotting out of their heads.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And their face is grizzling up like a raisin.
Right.
Don't do it, kids. Just live in
Then they're arrested on the side of the road.
Right, with a sex toy and bringing shame to their family.
Right.
Or honor. I don't know what their family's
like.
That's
not honor.
Well, you're famous.
That could have been the least of the offenses
right.
the family has endured.
They're like, well, at least they've got him now.
At least Steven only did that.
It's not like that other time. If only we could have called the cops on our own family member.
The only person, it would have to be a porn star, is like, he's following in my footsteps, right? I mean,
right.
Some way aging go, 70s son. Porn star, like, right. All right. He followed me right into the business.
Yeah. Now, if you just shave off the goatee part of that, it'd have the same bushy mustache. And... Mm-hmm. So these are the top songs in the country.
Oh,
this
good.
Moment. Number 100. This is a Hot 100. The Billboard Hot 100. At number 100. No Complaints, Metro Boomin, featuring Offset. All right, fair enough of that. That's its first week on the chart, so. Or at least in the top 100. Skipping up to number 10, this was at number 13 last week, so it's gaining Charlie Puth attention. All right. Sam Hunt goes from number 10 to number 9, A Body Like a Back Road. I believe that this week is the 25th week on the top of the country charts, which is a new record. So congratulations. There he is in the top 10 of all the music.
And here this Friday.
Yeah. I ain't in no hurry, just as fast as I came. Number 8 is Shawn Mendes. Ain't nothing holding me back. Do-do, do-do, do-do. It's a good song.
I still like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7 is Imagine Dragons, Believer. Down a spot from number 5 last week. Number 6 is Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Mm-mm. Number 5 was number 9 last week, Unforgettable, French Montana featuring Swae Lee. And now we enter the world of DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber. We'll start with this one. Last week was number 3, this week number 4. I'm the One, DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. Up a spot from last week at number 3 is Bruno Mars, That's What I Like. Number 2 is DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts.
All right.
And holding steady at number 1 for, I don't know, this got to be the 15th or 16th week. You got to start it with Despacito. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber.
NPR did a huge story on this song last night.
Oh.
Because of all the weeks it's been at number one, and it's gotten 4 billion plays on streaming.
Right.
And there's no signs of it dying down.
Mm-hmm. They're calling it the song of the summer. Do we agree?
Oh, hands down. Yeah.
I mean, it is the one that's ruled the charts the whole
Jane
summer.
Or Michael.
Yeah.
They'd know.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine if you're in Mexico and you've had 20 drinks and this song comes on. the floor would probably go pretty hard.
Yeah,
you're pretty stoked to hear it.
My buddy was just at a bachelor party in Miami, and he says, if anyone plays Despacito within 20 yards of me, I'm going to kill you.
Oh,
why?
Because it's literally in every single bar and every single club 24/7.
Well, but it's that song that makes everyone run for the floor and go crazy. What's wrong with that?
You're so happy to hear it.
You like, I love it.
You like this version?
No. Oh.
You
is
don't?
That that hard
it's
rock?
It's the metal one.
The metal
I mean, it's
one,
not
yeah.
horrible, but...
It's just funny.
Is it Brandy? Turns out it is.
What?
Brandy Glanville.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Here's a picture of the two in question. Joanna Krupa is the one on the left, and Brandy Glanville is the one on the right, Vinny. If you watch The Housewives, which one? Are they well,
wait,
Hills?
Which one's on the left?
Joanna Krupa. She's okay, the one so with the smelly area.
The surgery victim is Brandy Glanville.
Exactly.
Who is Eddie Cibrian's ex-wife. He left her for
Leanne
Rimes.
So Joanna was from The Housewives of Miami, who no longer airs.
Okay.
And Brandy is from Beverly Hills, who's no longer on there.
So they all hang out?
You mean it's still on?
Yes.
Housewives of Beverly Hills is still on.
Just but she's not
she
on
got
there
fired.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got into a lot of physical altercations.
They can't have
with
that.
The ladies. Well, you can't be hitting other people.
No,
no, no.
That's not allowed.
Yeah,
especially
even for,
on TV.
You know, shows like that.
I mean, where they want fights.
They do. But
they just want yelling, though.
Yeah,
they want you to use.
They
your,
want drama and
words.
Controversy, but they don't want lawsuits.
Lawsuits, exactly.
Right. Well, and this was a pretty big deal. So they must all hang out at like housewives parties or something. And that's how they know each other. But she knows this
Bravo
lady's...
party is probably more like it.
Right. So Brandy Glanville knows Joanna Krupa's ex-husband.
Which is, I don't know that they were married. I think they were perhaps just dating. Who is Mohammed Hadid, who is the models Gigi and Bella Hadid's dad.
Yeah, it's a very incestuous
thing. It really
is. So she said on Watch What Happens Live... Or whatever special, maybe it was
something.
Just a housewife special, but it was Andy Cohen. She said, I heard from that person, the Hadid guy,
Mohammed.
I believe, that Joanna Krupa's lady area is aromatic and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, had she just been on a run or, I mean, was there a reason?
Is he was it... saying that it was, well, she alleged that he said that it was just a, it was not a pleasant area and
moldy.
Without any kind of qualifier. Like she'd been on a run and it wasn't pleasant. It was
just yucky.
Just yucky.
Foul.
P-U.
And then, so Joanna Krupa was pissed. And then Brandy Glanville said it again. Like she said it's at some other time, she was like, yeah, it's like her stinky area.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I don't know for sure, but is that a super low blow among women? Like if another woman says that about a woman, you are
that's
like...
That's pretty low.
That's a horrible thing to say about someone else. Because now this other person finds themselves in a position where they're defending their lady area. It's super classless. It's, I mean, we're going to sit here and talk about
that.
It because we're fine
that's
with it.
That's what we do, though.
Yeah. It's very... it's absolutely horrible for someone to be saying that about you is like, it just becomes one of those things where you're like, am I seriously as an adult defending my lady area? Mm. It's awful. And the person who says it is, what an awful person.
She's not a good person.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, what were you?
It seems in part to be so over the top ridiculous that you wouldn't even address it.
Right.
That you would just go. Okay.
Well, she was making it out like this is the truth and I heard it from this dude and this is a problem that Joanna has. And which is, I think she felt like she had to, or, you know, she just started yelling back because that's what people do.
Right.
And then her, at the time, fiance, then husband, who now they're getting divorced after 2 or 3 years, he was there defending her.
Right. I think he called it world class.
Yeah.
He said... her area is better than any other woman in the world.
Oh.
He actually had to take the stand.
Roman, is that his name?
You can't win
they don't
there,
say his
though.
Name.
And I've been around. And she looks up like, what?
So they struck a settlement in the.
What's the settlement?
Well,
I'd love to know.
Unfortunately, we don't have the terms.
How much money makes the pain go away?
It's not the money. It's the apology.
Well, is the apology that it didn't happen? That this guy never told me that? Or is
no.
the apology...
I have the apology.
Oh, let me hear
it. It's, so I assume there is some kind of a financial...
But Brandy is not worth... much.
Yeah. Whatever. Take
so
whatever
maybe
she's
they just,
got.
Yeah. take it
take
all.
It
take
all.
Her kids.
I'm going to take those extensions, too.
So they're saying that both sides have reached a full and final settlement, and it does sound like there was a financial settlement. The terms are confidential, and it appears part of this settlement includes this public apology that Brandy just, I guess she released it to TMZ. So maybe she released it everywhere. Like I'm just gonna...
released it as it's a written statement.
It's a written.
Oh,
apology.
I would need you to do that on a camera in front of people, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Here is what it says: I want to apologize to Joanna Krupa for the statements I have made about her. I regret ever making such statements about Joanna Krupa. I also certainly never intended my statements to be taken so seriously and out of proportion. I apologize as I never wanted my statements to affect Joanna Krupa's reputation, and I wish her nothing but continued success in life.
That's not even close to good enough.
Yeah.
That's not even close to good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think that you would, in part, you've joined the world of TV housewives. To some extent, all this mudslinging is part of the gig, so I would think you're sort of like a wrestler, you know, WWE type, mm-hmm. where it's just all nonsense, that none of it is just like her face. It's all ridiculous, over yeah. the top.
And you know the thing about Brandy
not
is
to be taken seriously.
She was so pretty and so cute. She has really jacked her face yeah. up.
But I just feel like, okay, if you are going to go to a place that is the apology... That's not good enough.
No, that's not really even hardly an apology. I mean, she's got the word apologize in there, but she'd be sound a little more grovelly. Yeah. But there it is. Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
We were all into the story.
I really was excited about it. And then Vinny looked at his watch and I looked at the clock and went, oops.
Well, I looked at my watch because I just got a text from our boy, Michael Fronti.
What's
going on?
We play Soul Fest again on September 23rd. Let me know if y'all want to come, and I'll set some tickets aside for you guys.
Nice. Where's
that must
take place?
Be the event that I went to with my kid and the missus over in Scotts Valley.
Oh,
or it's Felton.
Oh,
it's somewhere
close
over there
to you.
Yeah, right down the street from my house, and we rocked out, and my kid was on my shoulders, like you know. It's
Tell
really.
Yeah, I want to go.
You do?
I do.
I'm going.
When
Soul Fest, everyone. Oh, here, hold on. September 23rd.
Oh, I'm on the East Coast.
Oh, that's
I'm
you
at
a go
wedding.
To a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Who's getting married?
My niece, Julie. What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 7:38, hump day morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Starting today at 10 a.m. and running through 4. So I guess we're going to be doing this the rest of the week. Single day Outside Lands Music and Arts Festival tickets. Today we are giving away single day tickets for Friday, and this starts at 10 a.m. today only because we're going to actually finish up our Disney thing at 9 o'clock. So starting at 10 today, be listening all day for your chance to win single day tickets for Friday. They've just announced the set times for various artists on each of the days. For the Friday, Gorillaz take the Land's End stage at 8:05. Looks like Alt J's at 8:40. Fleet Foxes 7:10 at the Sutro stage. Tribe Called Quest 6:15 at the Land's End stage. Future Islands 6:50 p.m. Friday night on at the Twin Peaks stage, and Rag and Bone Man 3 p.m. on the Sutro stage. But you can go to RadioAlice.com, and it has a full listing
right.
of all the different set times and when all the bands you want to see are playing and what
this
stage they're playing at.
Is so fun, you guys. And actually, does it sound confusing? It kind of is. But here's that's the beauty of Outside Lands is you can either just go and roam around and find yourself happening upon whatever whoever's playing on that stage, or map that thing out and be all, we got to be from this place to this. And
we're seeing these bands.
Both work. Either one, you'll have a great time. And I found lots of new bands through just roaming. And I also found myself saying, I cannot miss insert whoever.
Right.
And then you've got to just straight from one to the next. Or sometimes you... There's so much music out there, you might miss. You might have two bands you want to see at the same time, and have to decide.
Right. Well, however you manage your day, you need the tickets to go, and we have single day tickets. So starting at 10 o'clock, we are officially in Outside Lands territory.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... let me mention this real quick. Our boy Michael Fronte wrote me this morning. I mentioned that I'll be going to the show... in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Mm-hmm. It's called Soul Fest, and tickets, the show is September 23rd and 24th. Roaring Camp Meadows in Felton. You can get your tickets online. It's super fun.
Check Radio Alice. I'm sure we're all set.
I would think so.
Click away.
You mentioned Amazon just a second ago.
Yes.
Amazon makes the news as they've expanded their Bay Area footprint with a 180,000 square foot lease in downtown San Francisco on Market Street, 525 Market.
So this is going to be one of the first brick and mortars, huh? Or is this office space?
I don't know if this is office space or if this is going to end up being warehouse space.
Because aren't they saying that they were going to start doing places where you could walk in, log in with your walk out.
Right.
With whatever it is you want. Mm-hmm. There's no cashiers. There's no nothing. You basically scan the item and walk out the door with it.
Apparently, they're snatching up...
It's beginning.
They're getting tons of new space in East Palo Alto and Sunnyvale. Amazon currently has 1,083 jobs open in the Bay Area. So as much as you might be like, man, these tech companies, look at that.
They'll pay you. I just gave you the thing. It's... Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs.
Amazon, in a sign of growth, is holding job fairs and in warehouses across the United States, not just here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an ad. That was actually a story I thought was interesting for our local community as there's...
Definitely.
I don't know where 525 Market is.
That's close in. That's near the
I'm
Variety
I'm looking
Club,
it up right now.
It?
Did you say how many square feet the building was?
180,000 square feet.
That's right.
It's a big
boy. See if it's retail space or if it's more offices.
Love.
Oh, boy, you and starting things with love.
Well.
It's like you get me all off balance and then you hit me with some horrible thing that happened because people were in love.
We love to love, don't we?
Is this another revenge porn story?
No. This is a wedding.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh. And it went perfectly and all the bride's dreams came true.
A 25-year-old woman named Kate Pritchard of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, got married this weekend to a 30-year-old guy named James Burton.
All right.
After the wedding, Kate and James retreated to their motel room, where, unfortunately, they got into an argument.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, on your wedding day. You're supposed to be going there to consummate.
Things got a little heated, so Kate pulled a 9mm pistol out. She was
packing her dress
under her wedding dress. She had a 9mm
strapped to her leg.
Guess so.
Her garter.
Then she pointed it at her new husband's head and pulled the trigger.
On the wedding night?
It wasn't loaded.
Oh, that's good.
At the time. But then she put a bullet in it and fired a warning shot into the air. A 9mm's loud.
And it'll shoot a hole in the roof. You've
right,
just done some
that,
damages,
but,
lady.
But that's not something that can be easily concealed. A 9mm gun is loud.
Okay.
And so she was arrested for aggravated domestic assault on her wedding night.
Wow.
Here's the... This is them, huh?
What do they look like?
Oh, hold on.
She didn't bring the silencer?
That's them.
This isn't at the wedding. This is like pre-wedding.
That's just in happier times.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, they're, they look like a match made in heaven. She's got like a bandana on. They're both covered in tattoos. Where did you say this is?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Okay. And he's got like rebel power sewn onto his leather vest. She's very pretty, actually.
Yeah, she's got a pleasant face.
Yeah, she does.
Nice smile.
Very
great,
very
straight
nice.
Teeth. Oh,
boy, don't piss her off. She'll pull her 9mm out of her
thigh
holster.
My question to you on this story is. Is the marriage doomed, or is that just, are these one of those couples where
the marriage is doomed?
Hold on.
It's doomed.
Or are these one of those couples that love so hard and they're so passionate that they're actually that movie love, the love you really want, the love where they clearly can't live without each other and will
die
for one another?
Yeah, they're doomed. Well, he's doomed anyway. She's going to shoot him at some point.
Yeah, that's just toxic love. You've got to get away from that.
Oh, it's not good?
No.
It's not good.
If someone's firing a warning shot
on your wedding night,
oh my God.
After holding the gun to your head.
She loves you so much.
That
doesn't sound
obsession.
Like love.
Obsession, yeah.
That sounds like control.
Psychotic. Did you guys answer the question about 525 Market?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
It's at the corner of First and Market.
510 says, I work at 525 Market, and it's office space.
Oh, okay. So this is not the Amazon superstore that I'm thinking of.
It's not.
They're coming, though, clearly. I like it.
Me too.
All those jobs, that's really good
Down
news.
With Amazon.
They do have some office space right near us. One of my friends used to work there. There's a, Mixed Greens, the salad
sure.
place.
Yep.
It's right next to that. Oh. So I guess they're expanding.
And it's just office?
Yeah, it's just office space there, yeah.
I love that place.
Mixed greens?
Yeah,
me too.
Delicious.
They used to be in the mall near my house, or not near my house, but Valley Fair. They used to have a spot, and then they left.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Are they going to open up in Scotts Valley?
I don't know. I don't know what their deal is. I wish they would open a lot more locations.
I know. Open one in Mill Valley.
I think the last time you talked about it, Vinny, they closed up there but then opened somewhere close by.
Oh, really?
It's
really nice to be able to go get a big giant salad.
I am 100% with you. There just aren't. I mean, there's places you can get a salad, but they're not. You know, this place is salad.
Well, their sandwiches are delicious. Mm. Really good. 510 says, looks like that guy dodged a bullet.
Except it was after the marriage. They're married.
Well, that's
annulment. Isn't that grounds?
Could be.
Sure.
Yep. In fact, that might be the best grounds.
But you know what? Vinny might actually have the right of this. Like, this is what
Stay
these
together.
People need. Like, they have to have this kind of, this level of drama to be at all happy. Like, of course your mom almost shot your dad on the wedding day. I mean, you've been living with us all this time. We're volatile people.
I couldn't
now get on the Harley and shut up.
I couldn't live with that kind of passion in my life, but I think there are some people that can't live without that.
Right. They need their drama. Mm-hmm.
To me, that's too much. We're not a good fit.
Right.
For sure we're not. The first NFL game of the season is tomorrow night, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. The NFL's here.
Who's playing? He's kidding.
It's just so funny. Christmas, NFL, summer's almost over,
everyone. Because this morning he's like, it's the eighth month already.
Yeah.
It's the eighth. It's like Christmas is here.
It's eight.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I went to write the date on our little time things and went, it's eight.
Yeah.
I have a meeting today to talk about Halloween. And I was just talking about Toys for Tots a couple days ago. Meetings for that coming up.
Do you want to know who the two teams are? And do you want to know?
I know. It's Dallas at Arizona, but go ahead. Or Dallas versus Arizona. The game's in Ohio, I think.
Oh, that's not what I have.
Oh, what do you have?
I have the game will feature the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Thursday night?
No, the first game of the NFL season.
Oh, no.
This is the preseason.
There's a game. This Thursday night, it's Dallas versus Arizona. I'm just laughing because it's here. They're going to play a football game, and it's
summer. Doesn't count toward anything, and you know.
But football will be on your TV tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. If that is something that you want.
I think a lot of people have missed it. I'll watch.
It does feel like a short season.
I'll watch my big brother tonight, but then tomorrow night tomorrow night it's on too.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. You can fast forward through it.
The football game or Big Brother?
Either.
All right. You know, you hear people talk about bucket lists yes. all the time. What's on your bucket list?
Right. What do you got to do before you croak?
What have you done
right.
that was on your bucket list that would impress me or make me want to have that on my bucket list? Make me feel, you know, unaccomplished. For years, a 103-year-old woman named Bert Mullenbach.
It's a woman?
A woman?
It is.
Berta? Maybe it's Roberta.
I don't know, but she lives at a nursing home in Rochester, Minnesota, and for years she wanted to ride a motorcycle. It was on her bucket list. Mm. And then she was 100, 101, 102, still hadn't ridden a motorcycle. She's running out of time, right?
Does she want to ride it alone or she just wants to sit on the back? And
well, I think the riding it alone thing sort of left
the garage
a long time ago. Like 20, 30 years ago. But she was talking to her dentist, who's a big motorcycle guy, and he said, I'll take you for a ride on my hog. Mm-hmm. No problem.
I can't believe it took this long. I mean, a motorcycle's like, you know, that's not even a hard one. That's good that she got to do it. So the dentist shows up at the nursing home?
He did pick her up at the nursing home. The thing is loud as you know what.
Sure.
So everyone knew that she was getting picked up for her ride. It's a two-seater. She rode behind him, but it's got one of those things you can lean on.
Oh.
So she was secure enough. He put a helmet on her and an oversized leather jacket, and they drove about 15 miles before heading back. She told the local news she completely forgot how old she was while she was out there. The only part she didn't like was it was so loud they couldn't talk. But she got to do a bucket list event, thanks to her dentist.
At 103. That's actually really sweet.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3636.
She forgot how old she was.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
That's a hard thing to forget when you're 103, I'm sure. Like, every time you move your arm, you're like, ow, Jesus!
Well,
I'm old!
Motorcycles, those things vibrate right through you, too.
Yeah.
So I imagine she just let go.
She had to.
Wet her pants right there.
Out,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, she peed.
All of it.
For sure. There's no
Well,
question.
I was looking at a picture
diaper.
Of Bert.
Probably adult diaper.
She's missing a tooth right here. And I was looking at her teeth and I thought, oh, I guess when you're 103, you don't care that much. But
soft foods only.
Her dentist, as I'm thinking Dennis, you said Dennis. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Bert.
Yeah, there's dentist thoughts to be had here.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess at 103, like, why would you want to spend a bunch of money, you know, having someone drill into your head to replace a tooth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just eat your pudding and shut up.
Modelo.
I don't know. I mean, you're not doing anything. Why not go get yourself straightened out? I mean, you get into a habit of taking care of yourself. She didn't live to 103 by letting stuff go, do you think?
Don't they put you out for some of those things too, though? And they say the older you get, that you can actually, like, anesthesia is super dangerous the older you get,
or super fun.
And okay, super
maybe
expensive.
She's like, yeah, let's go get high. what do I got to
with
lose?
That nitrous oxide? Got to go at some point.
Let's go dance with the devil at the dentist this morning, see what comes.
Hi, Joan Rivers. What was she under?
Was it propofol? No.
Well, she was under for plastic surgery, right?
But wasn't it at some kind of office?
It was.
Like regular office. It wasn't a surgery.
It wasn't a surgery. Yeah. Well, it was like whatever their in-house surgery area was. And
I wonder if
just
that
didn't notice that she wasn't breathing.
Do you remember the story that the doctor was taking selfies with her on the table? Is that doctor, do you think, still working?
I
bet
not.
So. I bet you anything that doctor, maybe, you know, that was in poor taste, but I bet you that doctor's still working.
Well, I think Melissa sued that doctor and the company, the daughter.
Can you imagine? There you are out in your Joan Rivers and your doctor's holding up the
phone.
Well,
you're passed out with like a tube in your mouth.
And then you die.
Yeah. Just awful.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Queen's drinking problem or habits, whichever one you just... I think you'll enjoy this story and more after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.